Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This happened when I was growing up, when I was a lot younger. I'm 35 now, but this story haunts me. So, I was never really a believer in ghosts. I live in a town where there's a lot of old ghost stories, but I'd never personally had any experiences of it. My friends always said that they heard weird noises in their houses at night. Now, I should probably preface this by saying that the town we live in had very old houses. I'm talking 1600s. I live in rural England, and these houses are the ones that normally painted white and very wooden with a thatched roof. You probably get the picture. I lived with my brother and sister, and like I say, we lived in this very old house, but we live with my grandparents due to personal circumstances. Anyway, every single night I'd put my favourite water bottle by my bed, and I'd wake up in the morning and it would be gone. This water bottle was pretty cool. It had old Dragon Ball Z pictures on it, and I loved it. But my little brother loved it too. So I assumed that he was taking it the night, using it, and then just leaving it somewhere in the house. I always just assumed that he was sneaking up on me. Now, I always planned to stay awake and try and catch him off guard, but I always managed to fall asleep. And I'd wake up in the middle of the night, and it would be gone. One evening, I decided that I'm going to absolutely stay up late and catch him doing this. So I drank as much pep as I could before bed, went to bed around 9 o'clock, and waited. I waited and waited and nothing happened. It got to almost midnight and my eyes were starting to shut. You know that feeling when your eyelids feel heavy and the bed starts to feel nice and warm? That was happening, so I decided I'm just going to go to sleep, as he clearly wasn't planning on seeing it tonight. Just as I was about to fall asleep, I heard a creak at the end of my bedroom. Luckily, I was in a position where I could just peek over and see where my door was. My door was slightly ajar, and I looked up towards roughly where someone's head would be if they were walking in my room, and there was nothing there. That's weird, I thought. Anyway, just as I went to close my eyes, I dropped my eyes down to the ground, and I saw the outline of a figure on its hands and knees, crawling into my bedroom. I knew this was my brother, so I waited and waited, and this creature slowly crawled into my bedroom. I had a mirror to the right of me in my bedroom, so I thought I could try and catch a glimpse of him crawling in. Slowly and steadily, more creaking on my floorboards, but the outline of the figure was going so slowly. The crawling was kind of unnatural, almost looked as if it was painful. The top of the outline figure's back was arched, and my brother had long hair, which was draped over his face. I prepared to jump up and scare my brother so he knew I caught him in the act. That's when I looked in the mirror, and where I should have seen his reflection, there was nothing there. This confused me, but I thought maybe this was an optical illusion. So I jumped up to scare him, as I didn't want to waste any more time in case he realised that I was awake. I jumped up, shouted, "Got ya!" But there was nothing there. The person crawling was gone. There was no way he could have left the room in that amount of time. And there's no way that my mind was playing tricks on me. I know what I saw. I screamed, ran out of the room, and ran into my parents' bedroom and explained what happened. Nothing like this ever happened again. And all of a sudden, my water bottle stopped going missing. No one really believed me when I told them the story. They thought maybe it was my mind playing tricks on me because I was half asleep when it happened. But I know for a fact what I saw. This still terrifies me to this day, as this mysterious crawling creature in my room was clearly not my brother. I don't know what it was. It had hair draped over its face, so I couldn't see the face. and as it was crawling, the top of its back was quite arched. I can't explain it, but I didn't get a bad feeling from it. It just felt empty. As I've mentioned that story, I should also mention this. This is the only other time I've had an encounter that completely spooked me out. I can't say that I necessarily believed in ghosts still at the time, but I was definitely more wary. I still don't know if I believe in them now. That's the crazy thing about all this. People kind of convince you that your brain's playing tricks on you, but this time, I don't know, I can't dispute it. As I mentioned, I grew up in rural England. So when I went to school, we had lots of other friends that lived in very similar houses to us. Sometimes we'd go for sleepovers. So me and my friends went round Andrew's house one day. Andrew was a really nice guy. We always played football together, and we played video games too. I don't know if any of you guys remember, but we used to play the game Halo 3 on a map called Sandtrap. I think it was Sandtrap anyway. I went round Andrew's house and we played Halo 3 for hours. One night, we decided to start watching a film, but we ended up both falling asleep at the same time. We woke up around 11:30 p.m. and his parents hadn't made us go to bed, so they were probably just going to let us sleep on the sofa for the night. When I woke up and I went to see if Andrew was awake, and he wasn't, so I shook him a little bit and said we should go to bed. He woke up in a panic and said we had to get to the bedroom right now. He seemed surprisingly scared. Nothing had happened. So I went to the bedroom with him and he seemed in an absolute panic to get there. He had a bed on one side of the room and I was in his little brother's bed on the other side of the room. His little brother was away with one of his friends, so I was able to use his bed that night. Andrew put the bedroom light on and got ready for bed. But as he went to go into bed, he pulled out a beanie hat from his bedside cabinet and put it on. I laughed as it was the middle of the summer and I said, "What, why are you wearing a hat for? I'm boiling it here." He looked at me and said, "So she doesn't play with my hair." "Who?" I said. He went on to explain about how in the night, every other night, this figure would come into his room and play with his hair. He said he was too scared to move and it wasn't his mum. He didn't know what it was, but he didn't want to talk about it anymore, so we both went to bed and just left it at that. In the middle of the night, again, as mentioned in the previous story, I heard a shuffling noise. He had a very small nightlight on, not so you could really see. It almost made the room glow slightly orange, but it was still quite dim, so you couldn't really see what was going on. Although it lit up his bed area, so I could see him, but I'm not too sure if he could see me. I peeked over my sheets, and what I saw terrified me. There was this maybe 6-foot figure standing at the top of his bed. His bed wasn't pressed against the wall, and the figure was behind his bed. Again, it had long hair, but this time it wasn't draped over its face. But what scared me more was what it was doing. The figure was pulling his hair, not hard enough to pull it out, but just lifting it up and dropping it back down on his face. I could see that he was awake, and I could see him looking over at me. The figure seemed so preoccupied on his hair, though, that it didn't seem to notice that he was awake too. Or maybe it didn't care, I don't know. As I was looking over at him, I saw him, and he gestured to me to keep quiet. I was frozen in fear, and there was no way I was moving anyway. The creature had really long fingers and really long nails, as if they hadn't been cut for years. The hands appeared dirty. Now, this figure wasn't in full colour. It appeared almost faded. I can't explain it. I was absolutely petrified. All of a sudden, there was a bang from under the floorboards, and as I glanced down and glanced back up again, it was gone. I don't know what was under the floorboards. I don't know if there was anything. Was it a pipe? was something else under there? I don't know. But whatever it was, the noise seemed to get rid of this thing. We both saw what happened, and he experienced it. I really don't know what happened. To be honest, it all just feels like a bit of a blur. I asked him where his beanie hat went as he put that on before bed. He said he woke up and it was gone. The next day we found it and it was underneath his bed. We never told his parents about it as they were having a pretty tough time at home anyway and didn't want additional stress. So that's where this story ends. Safe to say I never stayed around his house again, but those are the two experiences I've had. I still don't know if I'm a believer, and I still don't know if it was just my childish imagination making things up and then me believing these stories more as I grew up. But I never had any experiences again. I really don't know what to make of all this. I'm just recounting what happened, or at least my memory of it. I don't know if my memory is even accurate anymore.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.